No matter what the outcome of today's balloting, there's a post-recall California to be reckoned with. NPR's Renee Montagne spoke with Jack Pitney, a professor of government at Claremont McKenna College.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So let's start with the possibility of one thing that will probably still be with us, which is a level of anger that has built up.
This has been an extraordinarily bitter campaign. So whatever happens, there are going to be very deep, hard feelings on both sides.
And that won't, in your opinion, dissipate just naturally once the results are in?
Well, after the election, the winner of the election is going to face some very angry people, both in the political community and the electorate. And so when the governor, whoever that may be, tries to govern, he's going to find some very serious opposition and people trying to score political points against him.
Well, let's start with one thing that's been talked about, the potential for more recalls.
That's right. If Lieutenant Governor Bustamante should prevail unexpectedly, there's very little question that angry Republicans will start talking about a recall in retaliation for what they see as the unfair attacks against Schwarzenegger. If Arnold Schwarzenegger is the governor, some Democrats have already talked about immediately launching a Schwarzenegger recall drive. In fact, there was a Doonesbury cartoon to that effect a week and a half ago. Realistically, California voters are not in a mood for an immediate recall, and such an effort probably wouldn't get very far in the next couple of months. But in late 2004, after the next budget, after we've seen the costs of the fiscal decisions that are going to come, sentiment for a recall may indeed grow.
And I, being a California voter as well, the fact that we're all exhausted will be well enough behind us to maybe suggest that this should be taken seriously.
Yes, the prospect of a future recall, now that this barrier has been broken, is very real and will haunt a governor in the future.
The recall, of course, is part of the level of direct democracy that exists today in California. Might there be more direct democracy as a result of this recall, or might there be less?
I think supporters of ballot initiatives have been encouraged and energized. Already there's talk about putting a measure on the ballot to deal with one of the issues that came up in the campaign, and that's the car tax. If the governor is Bustamante or Schwarzenegger, that person may try to rescind the car tax. But even then, there would be a move to put a measure on the ballot to make such car taxes more difficult to impose in the future. So either way, I think we're going to see some more efforts to get more measures on the ballot in the future.
No matter who is governor after the polls close, that person, that man, is going to be faced with a huge budget deficit. Will the struggle be the same regardless of who wins or if the recall passes or is defeated?
What makes it more difficult for the next governor in the face of this recall is that in order to prevail politically, that person will have had to make some promises. Schwarzenegger has talked about not raising taxes. Very difficult to confront this budget without raising taxes. Governor Davis has signed some measures that may increase costs on business, may make it more difficult for businesses to grow in California. That, in turn, will hurt the tax base and make it more difficult to solve the budget crisis. So at the end, we may have a new direction in California because of the recall process, but the process itself has complicated the budget issue.
Looking ahead to the post-recall landscape in California, Jack Pitney is professor of government at Claremont McKenna College in Claremont, California, and author of The Art of Political Warfare. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
I'm Renee Montagne, NPR News, Los Angeles.